Hello, my lovelies. It's been 2 long weeks of no podcast. How have you been, guys? Sorry for the break in transmission, but not to worry. The Nurtureness podcast is back now. How have you been, guys? It's schools are resuming a new session, a brand new term, and a brand new everything. Reminiscing to the days when I used to go I used to look forward to school resuming because you're going to get brand new bags, probably brand new shoes, new everything basically. When new class, new teacher, new things, new friends even, because sometimes you get to change classes, right? Some people have resumed already while others are either resuming this week or next week, whichever one. I want to say happy resumption to you if you're listening to this and you still go to school, and if you're a parent, happy resumption to your children and happy school fees season, because this is school fees season. I pray that the Lord, you know, enables and equips you, you know, and provides for you to pay up your children's school fees, as it is. Today I don't really have anything. I'm just chit-chatting with you guys. This is the 20th episode. I have not been the most consistent, but to some extent I know that, you know, I won't be, you know, here without a few listeners. Thank you to the people who always listen, and please keep listening, keep supporting your girl. If you like what the Nurtureness is all about, please share with your friends and, you know, encourage the podcast, right? Today, I'll keep reminiscing about school and everything. I also remember that this is the season when parents advise their children to get higher grades and do better at school, and even the children are on their feet, you know, they're on their tippy toes trying to heed to their parents' advice. But let me just bust your brain. So immediately they get to class, right? Because they don't want to talk, you know, mom or dad has already told them that, see, you know, you're talking too much or you're playing too much in class. And when they get to class, they will not talk to anybody. They're in their shell. But give them till break time. You guys know the drill now. Break time now. You're losing up. And then you find yourself talking and talking again. You know, that's just how it is, right? But it's a phase. And I believe that, you know, and I hope that your children get good grades, and in the end it's a win, right? Today I was going to talk about a video that Bovi the comedian posted a week ago now. I'm not sure exactly when, but I've seen it now. I think it's a week ago, if I'm right. So, one thing Bovi is known for is his relationship with his children. And one of his children, Elena, right? She's very outspoken. I just love that girl, right? And how he's maintained a very close-knit relationship with his family. I love to see it. You guys know that I'm all for that, right? And he posted a video which I'll probably insert when I'm sharing the podcast on my social media or on the podcast's social media. I'll probably insert it for you to see. So he was ordering or telling his daughter to go help in the kitchen, and then she had some banter to say. She had some things to say to her father, and it was very surprising that people found fault in it. You know, social media is such a very crazy place where people think that their opinion matter in every single thing, and then some people, it didn't sit right with them, and they, you know, give their opinion in the comment section. And Bovi had to, you know, reply and say that if you felt triggered by the video, then he's sorry to say, but that means that something went wrong in your upbringing as a child, because why would you misconstrue being outspoken and being confident with being rude? And I actually resonated with it. I agreed with him on so many levels about what he said. Also, he said if he found the video lighthearted, it means that there's an equilibrium between, you know, there's an equilibrium in your emotions, and then your childhood, you know, went well and all of that. And to be honest, I feel it's just the part of the world where we are in, like where we come from, how respect is, you know, we didn't carry respect for our head too much in this part of the country. Like, we make it such a big deal, you know. Sometimes I feel like we overdo it, because he said something as well. That is why when we say how are you or how now to someone older, like to an elderly person, it is perceived to be rude. And I found myself in that situation whereby I had to even speak out and ask some people that, you guys, why is it that when you say how are you to these older people, they don't reply? Is it that this is wrong? Is it bad to like just ask for their well-being, like, oh, how are you, sir? Like, why is it that we hold a high esteem to respect, and, you know, calling, you know, all this ma and all that? Well, like I said, it's the culture and everything, but we should like check, and we should be conscious, because those are, you know, we should actually give way for that. And, you know, like, basically stop some things, like do away with some things, and, you know, embrace other good culture or other good ways of, you know, relationship, or other good ways of maintaining a good relationship. So what I saw in that video was basically a father-daughter, how I put it now, a father-daughter relationship. You know, there was an understanding in the video, because I, for one, I don't think she was disrespectful, because she stood up, she responded immediately, and I just feel like that is the norm in their house. So different strokes for different folks. I feel like that's how he has been with his children. And to be honest, I feel like that's just the best. Because why would you try to be a monster in your house, such that your children are afraid to talk to you, and they don't even have that a good rapport with you, to the extent that they hide things from you, they can't tell you, you know, first-hand information, they have to tell an outsider. And because I remember the first time when I was contemplating doing the Nurturers podcast, I had to ask some people what they really want to change, what they don't want to see, why they would listen to my podcast. And somebody said, I would want to be my child's friend, such that they will be able to tell me any and everything at the first before going outside, because that's like a risk on his own when you leave your child to go and start telling outsiders or strangers about themselves when they have you there, so that you will listen to them and, you know, do what's right with them. So I don't know why people will see that and frown at it. If you ask me, if she did that with an outsider or a stranger, maybe I would say it was rude. But with your parent, you know, that I know that there are boundaries, certainly, because she responded, she obeyed, but you know, there was this banter, and it's just cruise, basically. It's just cruise, in my opinion, right? So that being said, I don't want to dwell too much on that. I just wanted to add it, you know, to hear you guys' opinion. What do you think about the video? Do you agree with me that, you know, to a certain extent, there's a way you should be confident and outspoken around your parents, as opposed to being scared, being withdrawn, being in your shell, in your house, in your own home with your parents? Yeah, what do you think, guys? So that being said, today I just wanted to do a chit chat, right? So I was going to just wish everyone listening and their children a happy resumption. It is September, you know, when school resumes, and yeah, keep listening to the Nurturance podcast. Keep working with us. If you want me to talk about anything on here, feel free to send a DM or an email, or a mail to the nurturenestpodcast@gmail.com. You can reach us on Instagram @_nurturenestpodcast and on Twitter @thenurturenestpodcast. And I'll see you in my next episode. Have a lovely week. Bye.